Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, part of living in America is small town America, and that, of course, would be the town of Goshen, our town of the week. And our mayor of the week, well, it's Mayor Monday, actually, is what it is. And with us is Bob Valentine. He is the first selectman of this wonderful city out in the western part of the city, of the county, of the state, which has about, what, 3,000 people. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. About 3,000, a little bit less.
I love the center of town. There's that church there and this rotary and all that. That's really kind of fun.
Isn't that unique, huh?
It truly is. And, boy, talk about population density. None. Lots of room to grow out there, isn't there?
Well, we kind of like it that way.
Bob, the history of Goshen, which is, of course, in Litchfield County, goes back to, I think you was at 18. When was the town officially incorporated?
1749.
Okay, so you do go back a ways. And it started out as an agricultural community, correct? There was some manufacturing. I think you made muskets or something like that during the American Revolution.
Well, there was actually a group of gunsmiths who had a contract with the Continental Congress for muskets up on East Street North in Goshen.
So what are some things? I mean, really it is. I mean, there's Tyler Lake up there. I have some friends who have a place on that. But there's some lovely lakes. But it is. It's a very, very nice place to decompress. It truly is. Bob, as far as the population, the 3,000 people that live there, just about, most of them work elsewhere or do they work in town? What exactly is it, a bedroom community? What exactly is Goshen?
I think it's a combination. We do have a fair amount of small businesses in town. But for the most part, people work elsewhere. And as you correctly stated, Goshen used to be a farming community. It used to be dairy when I was growing up. And, of course, now we're down to one dairy farm. For the most part, it's people who work in surrounding areas, Hartford and such, and a lot of smaller businesses that are service-oriented businesses.
It is truly, I can't say enough about the town. It's just gorgeous. There's also that zoo there, too, isn't there?
Well, there's Action Wildlife, right?
Yeah, yeah. Is that the one that had the elephant controversy going on a couple of years ago?
No, actually, that's a little bit different. Comerfords, who have animals that they do use for various commercials and whatnot.
Okay.
But they're not open to the public, as is Action Wildlife is open to the public regularly in the summertime.
What about if somebody wants to do a field trip, go up, maybe get a nice dinner somewhere, some good restaurants?
There is. We actually have a fairly, I would say, new in the sense that they just built a new building, which is AJ Steak and Pizza in town. They do a great job with meals and have a nice new building that a lot of people come and enjoy.
And there's a golf course, isn't there, somewhere around there? Or
there is. There's Torrington Country Club, which is a private country club that's been in Goshen, I think, since the 20s or 30s, 1920s, 1930s.
Hey, what's the history of the Goshen Stampede?
Goshen Stampede started out, I think they're in their 13th, 14th year.
Mm-hmm.
So a local gentleman by the name of, name escapes from off the top of my head, but anyway, started that. Sean O'Neill is
yes.
the fellow's name.
There you go.
Started that, and it's grown over the years, and it's gotten to be quite an attraction.
Do you have a CVS in town?
We don't. And in
God,
fact,
yes.
We didn't even have a gas station until a couple of years ago. So.
That was weird because, I sometimes go up to Norfolk and Infinity Hall. And, you drive around up there and, my God, it's hard to believe, but you can actually go 20 minutes without seeing a CVS or a Dunkin' Donuts. It's great. Not that they aren't good places. I'm just saying, that's a quiet little corner of the state, and you certainly are in the middle of it.
Sure. And, of course, we have... in Litchfield and Torrington, which are right adjacent, so real need for one here.
I'm just messing you around. That's all I'm doing. Hey, Bob, you guys ready for the snow? You okay?
I guess as ready as we can ever be. Being one of the highest elevations in Connecticut, we do get dumped on pretty heavily. Often it's raining in Torrington next door, and we're getting snow. So
well.
I would say that I'm about done with this.
Okay.
To be over.
Hey, listen, Bob, it's been great talking to you. Good luck with the town. I'll be passing through in the very near future, okay?
Well, sounds good. We'll stop in and say hello.
Thank you, Bob. It's a beautiful drive.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.